Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for your Saturday morning here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Your weekly report is brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Swing on in right off I-94, County Road 50. Have hours 8 till noon every Saturday. Stop in Monday through Friday. Check out their trailers, attachments. Get on board and get that new trailer. Get some trailer repair. They do DOT inspections and more, all at Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Well, it is our final Saturday in June. It's June Dairy Month. I spoke to Molly Pelzer. She is CEO at Midwest Dairy, and we talk a lot about the dairy side of things and partnerships and also promotion, and especially it all comes down to the dairy farmers. And also, one big aspect is dairy farmers sharing their story. And you don't have to, you know, be at Yankee Stadium and talk about your farm. A small conversation can also be very, very impactful.
Joe, I love that message. It's so spot on. And, you know, start small. Start with the people that are in your own community. Maybe the people you go to church with would be just a great practice audience for you to share your story. We do know that consumers believe in dairy farmers. They like to hear the message directly from dairy farmers, and that's why we work so hard to bring that storytelling to the consumers using our dairy farm families to share that message. They're so authentic because they're original, purveyors of information. So it's a great tip to just give it a try, and certainly we have tools at Midwest Dairy if you're interested. We'd be more than happy to support you in that learning journey.
Molly Pelzer, CEO at Midwest Dairy Association. And also this week, I had a chance to talk about promotion and such and see what's going on as far as partnerships. Anne Marie Splitstone, she is Senior VP of Global Innovation Partnerships with DMI, Dairy Management Incorporated. We had a chance on what they're doing domestically here in the U.S. and also worldwide as well when it comes to dairy promotion. And also, we did address, as I mentioned, anytime when you talk about business things, it all comes down to demand. And she says, well, there is some demand and growing interest around the world when it comes to what dairy has to offer.
It absolutely is. And a lot of times, it's really an awareness factor and getting, that's why we partner on a marketing basis as well as an innovation basis with a lot of our key partners. Consumers love it. They just sometimes see it differently. For example, in Japan, it is more of a special occasion thing to have pizza. So whereas I might be, gosh, what am I going to make for dinner? Oh, I think I'm going to order a pizza, and it's a treat for my family, but it's not something I do infrequently. In Japan, it is something that has historically been a special occasion, infrequent purchase. So it's getting consumers to start thinking of it in a different light and having it more often. Part of that is improving the value equation with our partners, and part of it is getting the message out and marketing to them and giving them products they really love. I'll give you another example. In Japan, we partnered with Domino's on coming out with a product called the New Yorker, and they like Western products, particularly as they continue to grow outside the U.S. And this product is, they call it the New Yorker or the 1 kilogram pizza. And for those that aren't big in metrics, which I'm not, that's 2.2 pounds of cheese on every pizza. And that's about three times what you'd normally have on a large pizza. So they truly love cheese. They love the exposure to this. And as we're getting the message out with our partners, we're getting trial and awareness of it, we're continuing to see enormous growth. In fact, we've doubled the business since we've partnered. Our Domino's has doubled the business since we've partnered with them in Japan. And we see consistent upside in all of our partners internationally, continue to see great growth. So I do think there is the desire for it, the interest in it, and we're just increasing and growing that at a faster pace and engaging consumers and making them aware of it. And once they try it, they're hooked.
Yeah, it's really neat to hear that, because I admit I'm one that gets my blinders on and I'm thinking, Chasm Radio, Albany, Minnesota, or Stearns County, or just the state alone, and to, realize the market worldwide for dairy products. And really neat to check in Anne Marie Splitstone with a Dairy Management Incorporated, DMI, during June Dairy Month. Also, focus this week was our Seed to Feed program, Seed to Feed segments here on Chasm Radio. with Nick Schimmick and Pioneer Seeds. Also, like Chasm Radio on Facebook, you can see a video we posted, had a chance to tag along with Nick as he did some, looking at crops just south of Albany this past week. Or you can also follow me on Facebook as well, at Joe Chasm Radio. Well, Nick did share, too, as obviously everybody knows, dry conditions, drought conditions around the state. And a lot of folks will drive by soybeans or a cornfield, and you'll see the outward appearance, and you'll say, yeah, that's in a tough situation. But he says also you need to look underground as well to see some of the effects going on right now.
Absolutely. We get to this time of year and we see everything above ground and how things are reacting, which is often a product that can be what's happened below ground. So what I like to do at this time of year is also don't forget what's happening below the soil surface, especially when we've been dry. We can start seeing those corn leaves start to roll and wondering what the concerns and the effects of that might be. But remember, the nodal roots are really starting to reach down on the corn side. So what I like to do at this point in the year is, as rows are starting to canopy over, is go out there and start digging up plants and looking at what's happening below ground. Is the normal root development occurring? Are nodal roots developing normally? And also, as we're looking at the GDUs right now, it's about the time for corn rootworm larvae to start coming out as well. So, you know, about 700, 750 GDUs is when corn rootworm larvae start coming out and start feeding. And we're about 850 GDUs in the Stearns County area as of Monday. So we really need to get out there, start looking to see if we're starting to see, you know, any insects coming out, as well as making sure we're seeing that those roots are starting to root down normally.
What are you looking for? Soybeans, same scenario there. What are you looking at?
Absolutely. And soybeans, those are moving along very quickly, too. We saw a big bump in that over the last week and a half, I'd say, as we're starting to get a couple more trifoliates on the soybeans. And really where that some of that's coming from is we're starting to get good nodule fixation now. That starts happening around V2, V3 in soybeans. So same way, we want to make sure we're digging up roots or plants and seeing if how well our nodules are starting to develop. A good, healthy soybean plant will have nodules on the taproot, maybe even some starting to form in the lateral roots, and break open those nodules. And if you start seeing them turn the reddish pink color, it means they're working and they're fixing nitrogen for that plant. Same way, we want to look and see if we're seeing any soybean cysts start to form on those roots as well.
All right, Nick Schimmick with Pioneer Seeds, a field agronomist, joining us this week on our Seed to Feed here on Chasm Radio. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report continues, brought to you by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. Also, when it comes to reports this week, quarterly hogs and pigs report came out on Thursday by USDA. Shale Shagum, USDA livestock analyst, he broke that report down.
The hog and pig inventory on June 1st was 75.7 million head, which was down about 2% from a year ago. Producers had 6.2 million head of hogs for breeding, which was down about 2%. And the number of market hogs was 69.4 million head, which was also down 2%. When we look at the farrowings during March, May, they were down about 3% from a year ago, with just under 3.1 million head. Producers did indicate intentions to farrow 3.1 million head of sows in June, August, which would be down 4% from a year earlier, and 3.1 million head during September, November, which would be down 2% from a year earlier. The total pig crop for March, May was 35.6 million head, which was down 3% from a year ago.
Alrighty, Shale Shagum with USDA. Yes, indeed, a busy week coming up as we wrap up June. We actually head into July, July 1st coming up on Thursday. A busy Monday. On Monday morning, right around 6:45, we'll have Tom Peterson, Commissioner of Agriculture here in Minnesota. We'll talk about the current drought in the state. We'll have Stu Laurie talk about legislative items right around 8 o'clock. And also our countdown, the Princess K with AMPI, will be coming up once again week number 2, 12:45 on Monday on Noontime News.